Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Download our app now, free via the App Store on iOS and Android. And that was DeFam with hashtag Supergirls. Something super exciting that happened over the weekend for both Melbourne and Sydney was the GOT7 fan meets. And one of our crew members, Jessie, was there in Sydney. And I thought we'd get her on the line today to find out how it all went down. How are you going, Jessie?
Good, thanks, Jay. How are you?
Good. I should just note that Jessie's on a train at the moment because she's a busy girl. Got lots of appointments, meetings and such. Jessie, there's been some kind of, positive feedback on the fan meet. There's been a bit of negative feedback on the fan meet. So I thought I wanted to go to someone that was there representing Asian Pop Radio to find out a little bit more about, you know, what went down. Like, was it as bad as people were saying it was?
In terms of the concert itself, like, the guys themselves were amazing. Andy and David did a good job with what they had and what they were told to do. It was more that most of the complaints come from fans about, like, other fans, and then also about the organization of the concert itself.
Right. So, I mean, I did see a little bit of stuff there about people feeling like they were getting bumped around a bit too much and they weren't really having a comfortable space throughout the event. But, you know, that's kind of a concert as well, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. But so as part of media, I was on the barricade for the concert to take photos. So I was on the barricade for Gold Mosh. I actually have bruises.
Oh, wow.
All along my ribs and on both my knees.
Oh, my God.
From being pushed against that barricade. So it was, like, a little extreme. Like, the guys themselves told the crowd. They were like, guys, take two steps back. Like, step back, step back. And the crowd just didn't do it. They just ignored them.
That's a bit bizarre. Like, I mean, if your idols are up there and asking you to particularly do something, you'd think you'd carry through with their requests, right?
Yeah, you'd think, like, I can understand ignoring, like, security, because, like, who cares about, well, like, people care about security, but in terms of, like, people you want to listen to,
you're
more inclined to listen to the person you're there to see.
And look, there have been issues in the past, and I think a couple of times in Sydney specifically, that perhaps security, you know, don't get how a K-pop concert works, or they don't really know what to expect. Is this the kind of situation where maybe this happened again?
Actually, what happened this time was security was actually amazing. So one of my friends was actually working the concert, so I'm a bit biased, but also I'm not. So my friend Mickey, I don't know if anyone knows Mickey, she was working the concert. So she speaks Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. So she was able to, like, tell fans that had come to visit in their own language.
Wow.
Like, what was going on. So when we were doing lineup and stuff, and there were fan projects, and people were, like, running to go get the free stuff off other people, she'd yell at them in their language and tell them what to do. She'd just be yelling. She'd yell in Chinese and she'd yell in Korean. And she, because she's from there, she understood the culture more.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was able to, like, understand what was going on and then react better.
Right.
And tell her fellow staff people, like, oh, this is normal. Like, you should approach it like this, or tell them to do it this way.
Yeah. Well, we obviously learn from our mistakes in life, Jessie. What do you think the organizers could have done a bit better, can do a bit better next time, maybe? Like, what do you think needs improvement?
I think generally, in terms of the organizers, they need to work on their communication a bit more. I think a lot of the problems that fans had and, like, a lot of things they were complaining about could have been fixed with better communication between like the promoters and security, and then the promoters and the fans themselves, and also, like, the release of information. Like, they didn't release who was in for, like, the benefits or anything until, like, the day of, which left it a bit late.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there's things to be worked on. I guess points, you know, fingers, thumbs up that security was okay this time around. But the performance itself, Jessie, were there any highlights?
My favorite were the last two songs, like the encore.
Right.
And that was because, like, Mark is very attentive to the audience, and he seemed fascinated by the fact that I had glow sticks in my hair.
Oh, wow.
And he, like, I have videos of him, like, where he came and he was, like, in front of me for, like, the entire time. And then he, like, sat on the speaker right in front of me and he was, like, looking at me. And that was really great.
Wow.
That was fantastic. So you got fan service is insane.
Well, I was just going to say, you gave fan support. You got some fan service back.
Yeah, I did. So, you know, everyone won.
All right. Well, look, thanks for your report on that, Jesse. And we'll obviously talk to Shaz and Bridge, who were there for Asian Pop Radio at the Melbourne concert on Sunday night. But yeah, I guess all eyes now look towards Running Man in Melbourne and Sydney, as well as the BTS concert in Sydney.
Yeah, 100%.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Jesse.
All right, see ya.